Dr. Javier Gutierrez in clinic note on Raul Chavez, R-A-U-L, last name C-H-A-V-E-Z, birthday 11-7-76, dictation 10-28-23, patient here for follow-up, office visit the other day, here with wife and daughter, concern because of recurrent shortness of breath, usually this time of the year. For the past 2 weeks, states it occurs sometimes when he's driving, occurred before when he was working as a mechanic, being exposed to brake cleaning fluid and fumes, but he doesn't get exposed to those agents at this time, requesting some help with that. Past history. Patient has been seen recently in the emergency room for abdominal pain with positive H. pylori testing, told he might have an ulcer, given prescriptions Biaxin, amoxicillin, and H2 blocker, just now finishing it. With advised referral to GI, including colonoscopy for evaluation of the family history of colon cancer, which has not been done, and pending at this time. Also has a history of low testosterone, given prescription for testosterone injections, but apparently his insurance has only partial coverage, and it cost him $400 a month to get it, so he wants to put off starting on testosterone shots. Has a questionable history of sleep apnea, was referred for home sleep study, but that is going to cost him $250, so he wants to put that off, and may try respiratory care to see how much that helps. First, patient drives a truck, has a family. Physical exam, general appearance. Patient is in no distress, O2 saturation 98, blood pressure 145 over 72. Hand eyes, ears, nose, throat, but to normal limits. Neck double without masses. Lungs clear, auscultation, percussion. No wheezing or bronchi or decreased breath sounds. No rouse. Heart rather rhythm without murmurs or gallop. Having a soft without again megaly or tenderness. Skin, extremities, and neuropsychiatric, all within normal limits. Diagnosis. Clinical impression. Dyspnea with anxiety, possible obstructed airway disease, history of GERD and H. pylori with family history of colon cancer, history of diabetes mellitus, fair control with sugars reported to be around 200 for a long time without change. Now I'm getting Januvia from Mexico and taking with metformin. Dosage needs to be adjusted once medications are stabilized and access is provided to get medication so that the dose can be changed. Patient to get sleep study. When he can afford $250, patient to start testosterone shots, when he can afford $400, wants to wait on cardiac referral, wants to wait and see the GI, depending on how much that's going to cost, for a GI evaluation, including colonoscopy with family history of protonics. Family history of colon cancer, excuse me. Patient given prescription for protonics to take for GI distress, also given handheld nebulizer to take if feeling short of breath, with home nebulizer with that he can use with albuterol ampules, patient to be followed up in a few weeks, see his, the monitor his progress. I think it appears patient can be seen here and is not required to go to a PCP for our evaluations and referrals to other doctors. But at this point, he wants to wait on that, pending more time and clarification of his condition. Importance of better diabetic control, explain to patient to be addressed in the future with adjustments of medication. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.